Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. That phrase was shouted by so many just a few days ago, as people gathered in Jerusalem and we welcomed Jesus' arrival. And since that day, that phrase has just been stuck in my head going over and over and over. Those words, they seem a little bit empty now, don't they? They don't seem as meaningful as they did just 5 days ago. I mean, we were ushering Jesus as King into the great city of Jerusalem. This was the moment so many of us had been waiting for. I can remember my parents and grandparents longing for that day. People were celebrating. There were shouts of praise. People were laughing. People were dancing. What do you hear now? I'll tell you what I hear. I hear nothing. Not everybody was happy to see Jesus. Not everybody celebrated his arrival. Many of the Jewish leaders made things perfectly clear. One of them even said to Jesus, "Tell your disciples to be quiet. Tell them to stop making such a fuss." But you know how Jesus responded to those Jewish leaders? He said, "Even if my disciples stopped praising, the rocks around would take their place." I don't know about you, but I can't hear anything coming from the rocks right now. Maybe that was just wishful thinking. My, how life can change in a mere matter of days. 5 days ago, the mood around here was so upbeat. People around were so happy. If you smelled the air, you got the smell of freshly cut palm branches. Seemed like the perfect thing to do. The palm was meant to symbolize royalty. Why not wave palm branches as Jesus rode by? Others, they laid down cloaks on the road. You know, for some people, that's all they owned. One measly cloak. And yet they offered their cloak to Jesus. Today, it's nothing like it was a few days ago. Smell the air and you don't smell freshly cut palms. In fact, all we just see are just withered palms around us. The cloaks that had been laid down, they are all now trampled on or they've been taken by people who think they could use them for themselves. My, how life can change in a mere matter of days. You know, I feel a little bit numb. I almost don't even know how I'm supposed to be feeling right now. This wasn't what I'd expected. I'd been so looking forward to coming to Jerusalem with Jesus. What better time could we come than at the time of the Passover? Sharing that meal with Jesus last night was incredible. It was as though the 3 years that I'd been following Jesus were reaching a climax. Last night I found myself thinking back to the day Jesus first called me. That day started out like any other. I was doing what I always did. until I heard his words, "Come, follow me." At that moment, it was as though everything changed in the world. What used to be important was no longer important. What used to capture my attention could no longer do so. Can you believe it? I knew nothing about him. And yet at that moment, I wanted nothing more than to become one of his followers. Oh, the things that I saw, the words that I heard. I was brought up in a loving family. My parents, they gave me loads of attention. But the love I experienced being offered by Jesus was absolutely beyond compare. He loved people who weren't even lovable. When many of us would have tried to keep our distance, Jesus, he just got closer. He cared that much for people. You know, once there was a woman who was caught in adultery. The law said that she should die. Some of us even had stones in our hands ready to start throwing them. After all, she couldn't undo what she'd already done. And yet Jesus asked us if we were without sin. Then he turned to the woman and he said to her, "So also are your sins forgiven." Another time there was a tax collector. Now, among my people, tax collectors, they're pretty much the bottom of the barrel. They're despised. Not only do they collect more money than they're supposed to collect, but they work for the Romans. They're Hebrew people, and rather than helping out their own people, they're working with the enemy. Like I said, they're despised. I'm not sure I'd ever met one I liked. Yet I can remember the time when Jesus invited himself to lunch at the home of a tax collector. I was there with them. It was as though Jesus was visiting with a close friend. They were talking, they were laughing, they were having a great time. Clearly, Jesus could see deep into that person. Clearly, Jesus could see past the sin. It was as though he could see something in that man that was lovable. But where was that tax collector this morning? Where was that woman who had been caught in adultery? Where were they when the trial was going on? When Pilate asked the people who he should release as a Passover gift to them, why weren't they shouting out on behalf of Jesus? Hosanna. Hosanna. My, how life can change in a mere matter of days. I felt so safe in the presence of Jesus. Actually, when I think about it, there was a time when I didn't feel all that safe. We were in a boat. Jesus was asleep and a storm picked up on the water. Now, let me just be clear. I've seen my share of storms. I've been out on the water during many of them. But this one was a big one. And I was pretty scared. My friends were with me. They were pretty scared too. We tried to act brave, but soon we could take it no longer. We decided to wake up Jesus. And you know, after speaking a few words, the storm stopped completely. Imagine that. From that moment on, I felt safe in the presence of Jesus. But now, what difference does that make? Jesus was a man of surprises. You often couldn't predict what he was going to do. I can remember when a prostitute once came up to him when he was in the house of a Pharisee. Now remember, Pharisees, they were pretty respectable people. The woman, she started to cry. And her tears, they started to fall on the feet of Jesus. Everybody there, all their eyes were fixed on Jesus at that moment, waiting to see what Jesus would do. They were all waiting to see whether Jesus would create some kind of distance between himself and that woman. But he didn't. He let her do what she was doing. He let her tears wash his feet. He let the woman dry his feet with her hair. I don't think that woman had ever experienced such acceptance before. And yet it seemed to come so naturally to Jesus. Last night came another surprise. In the place where we'd gathered to share the supper together, Jesus started washing our feet. Even servants, they don't do that. And yet there was Jesus with a basin and a towel, washing people's feet one after another. He washed mine. He even washed Judas's feet. And after he had done that, after he'd finished, he said, "As I've done, so must you do also." And you know, when he said that, I decided I would do exactly that. As he'd served me, so would I show him that I would start serving. And yet, what's the point? He's not around to see. My life, how life can change in a mere matter of days. I used to think even death wasn't stronger than Jesus. Now, I don't know whether that was, I don't think it was wishful thinking on my part. It didn't seem to be mere coincidence. I mean, if it had only happened perhaps once, perhaps you could say there was some other kind of explanation, but it wasn't only once. There was a girl who died. There was a boy who died. There was a man who died, Mary and Martha's brother, Lazarus. I knew him. And upon hearing the words of Jesus, these three people were raised from the dead. But where were they this morning? Why didn't they do something to stop what was going on? Why didn't they stand up for Jesus? Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. When we came to the city 5 days ago, we thought we were on the brink of something incredible. I thought this was going to be it. Thought that Jesus was going to be ushering in the kingdom and that nothing could possibly stop him. I thought we'd finally receive our freedom, the freedom my parents and grandparents had long dreamed of. I thought that somebody had finally come to save us. I thought that we'd be victorious, that the Romans would be put in their place, and we would be put in the place that was rightfully ours. But so much for that, eh? Even last night, my hopes were building. As we shared in the Passover meal, we retold the story of God delivering his people from bondage in Egypt. I remember thinking while I was at the table, could the deliverance of our people from Egypt, could that have been a foretaste of God's deliverance of his people now? I guess not. You know, as much as I try to listen, I still can't hear any shouts of praise coming from the rocks. Last night, I couldn't believe how things could turn so quickly. After supper, to cap off a wonderful evening, Jesus led us off to a garden. He thought it would be a good place for us to pray. Before we knew it, soldiers appeared armed with swords and clubs and spears, and they said they were looking for Jesus. Now, as I'd said earlier on, after that storm on the water, never again I felt scared when Jesus was around. But thinking about it, that's not really true, because last night I felt scared. Jesus was arrested and I just hightailed it out of there. Got away as fast as I could. Hosanna? Who am I kidding? So many times Jesus had been there for me, and there was me running away from him, trying to get away as quickly as possible. I've asked where everybody was earlier this morning. The tax collector, the woman in adultery, the boy, the girl raised from the dead. I wondered where Lazarus was when things started spiraling out of control. What about the prostitute, the one who was so freely accepted by Jesus? Why is it that people can be so all for somebody when times are good, and yet nowhere to be found the moment things take a turn for the worse? And yet, who am I kidding? The very thing I accuse others of doing have been lived out in my life as well. And you know what? The thing that still haunts me the most are the words I heard from Jesus when he was hanging on the cross. Although I'd run away last night, today I had to get a little bit closer. I had to see what was going on. I was still pretty scared, but I needed to see. So many times in his life, Jesus, it seemed as though he's so close to the Father. Jesus spoke as though God was right there, that he was even related to him. And yet I can still hear Jesus' words of desperation spoken loudly while hanging on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Can you imagine what that must have felt like to Jesus? Can you imagine what it must have been like for Jesus to see his friends run and then to feel as though the Father had abandoned him also? My, how life can change in a mere matter of days. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. You know, part of me wants to head back home, to act as though these past 3 years have just simply been a detour and get back into my life. But the more I think about it, the more I realize I can never go back to the person I was. Because of Jesus, I've been changed. I've seen love. I've experienced forgiveness. I've come to know what it feels like to be given a second chance. Because of Jesus, I've been changed. When I think about Jesus up there, I feel as though he wasn't the one who should have had to pay the price. So many of us have done so many things in our lives that separated us from God. my desire to put myself first, all the bad choices that I've made, those are the things that really separated me from God. Those are the things that should have made it so that I experience God forsaking me. And yet, for some strange reason, seeing Jesus up there, I don't feel as though God has left me. For some strange reason, as I look at Jesus on the cross, I feel as though God is closer to me than ever. I don't understand it. I really don't understand what Jesus did or understand all what it achieved. And yet, for some strange reason, I feel as though this is how it should be. And as I come to that realization, you know, it's amazing. Because now I can hear the stones loud and clear. Together they're shouting. Together they're praising. And in their praise, I choose to join them. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.